5% off of all laptops and desktops. Go to PCsandParts.com or stop by the Orchard Shopping Center next to the Ace Hardware in Loveland, Colorado. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 203-0696.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The New World Order. What is the New World Order? How did the New World Order come to exist? Who controls the New World Order? Is the New World Order in the Bible? Well, let's begin. I have been talking and presenting dynasties to understand how the world operates. Dynasties. There's a verse in Ecclesiastes 9:11. It says that the race isn't to the swift. No matter how fast you are, if you are an athlete, you may win, you may be first time and time again, but eventually somebody's going to beat you. The battle isn't to the strong. No matter how strong armies can be, it doesn't guarantee they're going to win the battles. People who have great wisdom, go hungry. People who have great abilities that are just, they're inventors, they're very gifted, but it doesn't mean they will be prominent. Then, this is out of Ecclesiastes 9:11. The Bible's 9:11. It ends part E that time and chance happens to everyone. Another way you can phrase it is some people are at the right place at the right time, but sometimes these people are at the wrong place at the wrong time. Fate and chance. Now, for the people in the world presently, it may be that we are at the right place at the right time. But with what we've been witnessing internationally, we actually may have been at the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, with people in these dynasties, they don't leave anything to chance. They leave nothing to chance. They attempt to control chance or fate. They don't just flip a coin. That's not what they do. Now, I have presented to this audience that there is the kingdom of heaven. Christ, when he came, was the individual who presented the thought of a coming kingdom, and he actually brought the power, or was able to display the power of that kingdom through the miracles that he performed. He caused the waves to be still, the wind to cease, rains to stop, blind to see, lame to walk. He had a visit one day by someone who had come to recruit him, a recruiter. Like in the military, you have military recruiters for all of the different parts of the military branches. Well, this individual, this creature, not individual, he came to recruit Christ for his kingdom. His name was the devil and Lucifer. He was a recruiter. He came to recruit the person that created him out of nothing. People don't want to, the world doesn't see that Satan, the fallen angels, the holy angels, the whole universe, before there was even one Adam, A-T-O-M, there existed zero. Out of nothing, Christ created all things. And everything that had any form of consciousness was created by Christ. And here this created creature, this spirit, powerful spirit, comes to recruit God himself, the individual, the person that brought this creature or this spirit into existence. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Okay, so to understand a new world order, I have to, and I need to, give you these verses. This is in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. There's only 8 verses, so I won't be long. The Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness so that the devil might tempt him. After Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "Since you are God's son, command these stones to become bread." Jesus replied, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." Verse 5. After that, the devil brought him to the holy city, stood him at the highest point of the temple, said to him, "Since you are God's son, throw yourself down, for it is written, I will command my angels concerning you, and they will take you up in their hands so that you won't hit your foot on a stone." Verse 7. Jesus replied, "Again it is written, do not tempt the Lord your God." Verse 8. Then the devil brought him to a very high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And this means that the devil did not show Christ the kingdoms of the world on that day, because the kingdoms were not developed. He took Christ to our time and showed him the present world that we live in. He showed him New York City, Los Angeles, Seattle, Germany, Munich, Belgium, Moscow, Singapore, London. He showed him the world as we see it, with technology, advanced technology, the world in its splendor, because the world was going to be, it was in Satan's hands. Satan was going to develop the world to what it is presently. The devil brought him to a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world, of the cosmos, of Satan's rule, of Satan's power, the militaries of the world, the wealth of the world, and their glory. This means the wealth, the magnificence, electricity, everything. And he said, Satan said, "I will give you all these kingdoms if you bow down and worship me." Jesus responded, "Get behind me, Satan. It is written, you will worship the Lord your God and serve only him." The devil left him. The angels came and took care of him. The tempter came. The devil came. And Satan came in that brief period of, in that brief visit. Satan had come to ask Christ to come to employ him. He was recruiting. Satan departed, but he didn't just do nothing. He actually, the devil, went into his cosmos, into his world, and began to recruit people all the way through time to the present. And he has recruited the best, the finest, the most intelligent, the most gifted, the royals, the people that would worship him. Today we know the names of many of these people. Anthony Fauci, Klaus Schwab, Adolf Hitler worshipped him. The Rothschild families in Europe have worshipped him, Satan, and they were employed by Satan. These are the employees of the devil. In this country, you have the many of the elite families who put this nation together that were in secret societies. If they had sworn allegiance to secret societies, they have sworn allegiance to the devil, to the tempter. They were the servants, These people were employed by the kingdom of darkness to build the world in its present condition. Members of Skull and Bones, the Illuminati, Jesuits, the Knights of Malta, Freemasons. Not all the Freemasons are in the occult. They've sworn an oath to Freemasonry, and they can repent. If anybody that has sworn oaths to these secret societies, you can repent and be free. It may cost you, but you need to repent. Leave them. You have to swear your allegiance and worship to God only, not to the gods, plural, of polytheism. These people are employed by a master, and that master will, from the time they're born, train them to serve him as they mature in life. These are the people that are members of this, what we call a New World Order. They have been given the blueprints, intricate knowledge of how to build a structure to rule the world. A new world, not the old world, not the world of Judeo-Christianity, but a new world empowered by witchcraft, magic, spirits. These people have built a world that is no longer invisible. It is visible, it is tangible, it is powerful. In this country, and with these, I guess the best way to explain how the devil controls nations, I'll use the example of Egypt. The families that were after the flood that moved into North Africa, they had very powerful occult ties with an invisible world. These were the children, many of the children of Cain and Abel. They moved west, centered there in Egypt, and there certain families began to rule the families that were there in that area. It was a plush land. From generation to generation, the power structure stayed in the hands of the children of Pharaoh, all the way to the time when Moses came and led the children of Israel out of Egypt. The pharaohs ruled the world. Moses was going to be the son of Pharaoh. He would have been Pharaoh at some point. But God had a different plan for Moses because he was Jewish. He was Hebrew. And he, by leading the children of Israel out of Egypt and the judgments that came upon Egypt by God, the rule of the families and the pharaohs over that nation ended, and Egypt lost its rule over that region, over that area. And eventually, other nations began to come to power, like Babylon, which later would be used by God, and there was Nebuchadnezzar and his son later on, his son Darius or Belshazzar. And they were families. And they retained power. in Babylon till they were destroyed by, I think it was Darius the Greek, out of Greece. Well, with that example, now I can come to this country. I have been presenting for the last week the dynasties I've been presenting for 4 years, dynasties in America, political dynasties, the Bush dynasty, the Clinton dynasty. These were the two main dynasties in the time presently that have really directed, have taken this country in the direction they work for. They have a master, and they were able, and they have taken this country to a new form of greatness and a new form of evil. Ronald Reagan didn't come from a dynasty. Jimmy Carter, he did come from a dynasty. He came from the dynasty of the Kennedy lineage. But with his being removed from the presidency after his first term by plans by David and Nelson Rockefeller, the Kennedy dynasty was basically ended as far as presidential dynasties, as far as presidential positions. Then with George, the Bush dynasty, Donald Trump ended the political dynasty of the Bushes, the political dynasty of the Clintons Rockefeller / Clintons. The Clintons have ruled this country during the time of Jimmy Carter, even during the time of Ronald Reagan, going back to HDR, going back to Coolidge, going back to the beginning of 1906, even further than that. But the Rockefeller lineage, the dynasty, has had its fingers in the presidential races all through the last century, into this century. One of the Rockefeller grandsons, Bill Clinton, he had his time as governor to train him in Arkansas, not only to train him, but to further the family plans through drugs internationally and arms. Then he was chosen to be put in the presidency for 2 terms. There was a plan that his cousin or his wife would eventually be put in the presidency, and it should have happened during the time of the 2016 election when Donald Trump ran against Hillary. Now, one thing dynasties, people that are in dynasties, the very powerful dynasties, they do not like to be openly shamed. And this is what occurred in the 2016 election. The only individual, and I'm going to have to talk more about this after the break. I've talked about this before. I'm rehearsing it because it's very important to understand the New World Order. Without understanding the background and laying a foundation, you will not be able to see and understand how Satan is behind putting this powerful plan and in this country. We'll have to return. Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts.
Holy flypaper!
Join me, J.D. Plorable, for Swamp Fight, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at noon, right here on AM 1360.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa. 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
So I'm going to read Ecclesiastes 9:11 one more time. Again, I looked throughout the earth. I saw that the swiftest person does not always win the race, nor the strongest man the battle, and that wise men are often poor. Skillful men are not necessarily famous. It is all by chance, by happening to be at the right place at the right time, or by being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Being at the right place at the right time. There are two kingdoms. There are two kings over two kingdoms. There is a kingdom of heaven, the King, Jesus Christ himself. There is a kingdom of darkness, the prince of the power of the air, Diablo, the devil. Both kings recruit people, mankind, for their kingdoms. Each king has a right to the employees that they have hired. And Christ will interfere with the labor force, the labor pool of the devil. And Christ will invite the children of the world to come and work and help build the kingdom of heaven. Satan also, when people come to work for Christ, Satan will also do everything possible to interfere with Christ's labor force, deceive them, to put them in bondage, to hobble them so they cannot be faithful to Christ. But generally, those who have sworn allegiance to the devil, it's very difficult to pull them out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of heaven. Because people love money, they love the deeds of the flesh, all of the sinful things of the world, and they would prefer to enjoy the sinful things of life rather than to walk on a road that is straight and narrow. Two kingdoms, people employed to build each kingdom. The families that I'd mentioned earlier, they have decided which kingdom they're going to build. And they've been very profitable. They've done a good job. With the kingdom, with Pharaoh, lineage, dynasties, his children, from generation to generation to generation, the children become more powerful to the point where eventually, in the time that we are in, these families are extremely influential and powerful. In my observations and studies and understanding of the Bible, the people in the occult understand what I'm saying. Maybe you will not understand it. They know what I'm saying. They know how powerful their kingdom is. They know that when they have children, when their parents had them, their grandparents had their parents, there were mechanisms or there were ways in which these children would be, from the time of birth, they would be patterned to never leave that kingdom, to be laborers in that kingdom. And so from the time of birth, one of the ways to assure that these children never leave that kingdom is through torture while they're in the womb. They can be tortured in the womb. They can be through the torture in the womb, light therapy, laser therapy, shock, sound, deprived of sleep, chemicals, many different ways. These families can control their children from the time before they even leave the womb, before they're even brought into the world. And these techniques are age old. They go back to ancient societies. And they still use them today. With dynasties, like I began to present at the end of the break, they're very brilliant. They're very cunning. In the 2016 election, it is known that the Clintons are Illuminati. They're in secret societies. They come from powerful lineage. They are Rockefeller. Their lineage is Rockefeller. They are deeply in the occult. And Hillary should have been put in the presidency. But they do know the Bible. And the Bible makes it clear that in an end time empire known as America, there would never be a female ruler of America. There would never be a president, a female, in the presidency in this country. Donald Trump, the reason why he was so effective in debating her in those three debates is because he is a member that is in service to Christ, to the kingdom of heaven. I'm not asking you to believe me. but I know what I'm saying. He's a member of the kingdom of heaven. She's a member of another kingdom. And you saw the clash of not two people, not two personalities, but two kingdoms right there on stage before the world. The occult world internationally was watching this debate. The occult world internationally knows who the Rockefeller slash or Clinton slash Rockefeller children and families are. Internationally, the governments that are in the occult internationally, they know the political and spiritual and spiritual calling of the Rockefellers, the DuPonts, the Oppenheimers, J.P. Morgan, all these very powerful elite families of this country. Almost all of them are in the occult and very powerful, and they were put in place to build empire. Podcast 1360KHNC.com for the Present Truth Program. Rick Rodriguez.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts. We wanted to let all of our KHNC listeners know that this Friday, Black Friday, we are having our second annual 25% off all laptops and desktops. You heard it right, 25% off of all laptops and desktops. Go to PCsandParts.com or stop by the Orchard Shopping Center next to the Ace Hardware in Loveland, Colorado. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 203-0696.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out on loan. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Riders on the Storm. This is exactly what I'm talking about. I use this song intentionally because this young man was one of these children of a long line of individuals that were serving the master in a dark kingdom. The doors of perception, opening doors into that world. So on the stage with Hillary and Donald Trump, you would never see it in the way I'm presenting it, because you have to understand, because it would, without understanding the reality of these two kingdoms, at the beginning of the program, I read you the verses. Satan came to recruit Christ to serve him and build his kingdom. Christ said no. Christ went, he was taken care of by the angels, he went to recruit people. In all the parables, he is asking people to come into his field to work. Well, this is exactly what the prince of the kingdom of darkness does also. He recruits people into his kingdom to work, to build the kingdom of darkness, to build the kingdom of the cosmos, the kingdom of Satan. Today, the world is at war. We understand what's happening in Israel in its war against Hamas. But behind the scene, there is a war of two kingdoms. So on the stage, you had Hillary and Donald Trump debating. Donald Trump serves Christ and serves the kingdom of heaven. It was not accidental that he became president. It was prophesied that he would be the seventh king in a great empire nation, the seventh president, in a riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. A great nation, a great empire. And the first of the seven kings would be Jimmy Carter, whose wife just passed away three days ago. Jimmy Carter. The riddle of the seven kings began on the day that he was inaugurated president of the United States of America. And he set in motion the following presidents, the kings that would follow him. Revelation 17:10 is a story of the last seven presidents in the United States of America. It is the story of eight administrations, the eight final administrations of America that began when Israel became a nation on May 15th. Harry Truman, there would be 40 administrations. Actually, I think it would be 40. Yes, 40 different presidents. And the last seven began with Jimmy Carter. There are eight administrations. We are in the seventh administration. There is one more administration to come. And then America's destiny will be over. The next administration is going to be ruled by one of the seven presidents that were elected, excluding Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not recognized in the Bible as a president. He is filling in and just kind of assuming duties for someone behind the scenes. This is the case. So Donald Trump is the only one of the final seven kings that actually represented the kingdom of heaven. The Bush family, none of them were born again. There was none of the other presidents, the other six, that have known Christ. They bless America. God bless America. They have lied and said that they are born again believers. They're liars. The only one who is born again is Donald Trump. He's the only one that represented the kingdom and has represented and still representing the kingdom of heaven. That's why he is so hated. Because he's at war with another kingdom. Another kingdom is at war with him. He represents a kingdom that is feared. The Christian lampstands, a kingdom of individuals, of people, those who, not all, those who are faithful to Christ, are the greatest fear, the greatest enemy to the kingdom of darkness. On the stage, Donald Trump. I'm trying to get to Donald Trump and that debate. I'll have to finish it in the next segment. But that debate was two kingdoms at war with each other. One representative of God, the other of Diablo.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm, who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Okay, if you would like to support me for the program, you can send support to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Thank you, and with if you send checks or money orders, please make the money orders or checks out to Rick Rodriguez. Now, to finish this story, you have two kingdoms at war with each other, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of heaven. The two employees, Hillary Clinton, on behalf of the kingdom of darkness, Donald Trump, on behalf of the kingdom of heaven. I know this may seem odd, and it's pretty out there, But it's okay. You just listen to the rest of the story. In the debate, there was no individual in the Republican side and that side that could have debated Hillary Clinton. Nobody. Rubio, the Bush, Jeb, all the candidates, there was no one who could have debated her because she is too powerful. The only one would have to have been a member of God's kingdom with the Spirit of God upon him and the composure that God gives his children, the wisdom, the utterance, and a way in which to using truth to destroy the lie. In every debate I watched, I couldn't believe how unsettled Hillary was. She would have to admit, Bill would have to admit, everyone in the occult world would have to admit, even the prophets in the occult world, when it came to that point and they realized who Donald Trump was, they knew who he was, they knew he was a believer. But as they realized the power and authority and the plan that God had with him, they knew that he would be the president. He was not their choice. No matter what the dynasty could do, they knew this dynasty was not powerful enough to keep Donald Trump from winning that election, because he was put in and planned to be put in to fulfill prophecy by Christ, giving a vision to John the Apostle, and that vision that he received was that Donald Trump would be in the Bible and be president was in Revelation 17, verse 10. Hillary, with the next debate and the final debate, she knew there was no chance. She was shamed and humiliated. It's one thing you don't want to do to these individuals in the occult. Humiliate and shame them. And this is what's happening throughout the country presently. They're being humiliated and shamed. The kingdom of heaven is like a mountain. It is growing. It is getting stronger. And the children of the devil, they know it, and they're in panic. The new world order that they had intended to put in place is no longer a possibility. That plan has been scuttled by two nations, Russia and China. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll visit tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving if we don't talk tomorrow.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.